This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Afreilichen Zois Chanukah. There's a famous line from Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, Zois Chanukah. This is Chanukah. What does it mean, this is Chanukah? The rest of Chanukah wasn't Chanukah. People are busy at parties, eating donuts, spinning dreidels, eating fried foods. That's discretionary practice. What is Chanukah? Chanukah is Limud HaTorah. So it comes the eighth day, no more parties, all the parties are over, the donuts have already, are ausgespielt, the dreidels are all lost. So now you can actually learn Torah. Ah, Zois Chanukah. Okay, so we're learning Simon Kuf Nun Gimel. Dinei Binyan Beis HaKnesses, the laws of building a shul. As you know, this is Davar Yafa Ve'itai, Tikoin Beis Tefilasi. We ask Hashem to build the place, the house of our prayer. Okay, Mutter Lasis Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash, Avloi Beis HaMedrash Beis HaKnesses. It's permitted to make a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis Medrash and not vice versa. What is a Beis HaKnesses? What is a Beis Medrash? Says the Mishmaru, Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash, Hu Makoim HaMeyuchad LeTorah UKedusha Gedoyla Yoyser. A Beis HaMedrash is a place designated for Torah, and its sanctity is greater. The sanctity of a Beis HaMedrash is greater. V'afilu ein derech l'spalo shom klal, even if it's not the derech to daven there at all. Chasav HaMagin Avram Tzorch Iyan Imot HaLasas in Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash Liyachid BeBeisai. The din that you could make a Beis HaKnesses a Beis HaMedrash, the din that the Kedusha of Beis HaMedrash is greater than a Beis HaKnesses, is the Beis HaMedrash of a Rabbim. But what about the Beis HaMedrash of a Yachid? This is already the third time that we've seen that a place designated in a person's house to learn has a din Beis Medrash de Yachid. It has a status. Magen Ram is Masupik. Are you allowed to make a Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash li Yachid beBeisai? Ube'el Yerabba Metzadi lahachmer b'zeh. The Rabba is inclined to be machmer b'chein ma'ashna b'me'iri sham b'megillah. The Dirshu explains, by the way, for this reason, the Mishabura says earlier, it's better to daven in a Beis Medrash with 10 people than in a Beis HaKnesses Beroiv Am. Beis Makoim Torah trumps even Beroiv Am. Even if you personally don't learn there. Oyev Hashem Sha'arim Hamatsuyanim B'Halacha Yoisim Ribate Knesiyais. What's the suffix here? The Shulchan Aruch said earlier that a Beis Medrash that a Yachid is Koivea BeBeisai Einoi Kadosh KeBeis Medrash Shel Rabim. So therefore maybe going from a Beis Knesses to a Beis Medrash is a Hayrada. On the other hand, it's Mashna the Kedusha of a Beis Medrash Shel Yachid is Chamura. There's a Tzad that maybe it's better to daven there than in the Beis HaKnesses. So a Beis Medrash the Yachid is a Aliyah Mikedusha of a Beis Knesses the Rabbim. So in other words, in Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Beis, the Mechaber says Yachid Hakaveh Medrash Beis Tzarchai Ein Loi Kedusha Kol Kach, but it does have a lot of Kedusha. On the other hand, we said earlier that it's better to daven in a Beis Medrash than in a Beis HaKnesses. It's better to daven in a Beis Medrash of a Yachid than in a Beis HaKnesses. So the Prima Gadam answers, Kedushas Beis Medrash Shal Yachid is less than a Beis HaKnesses. Therefore, you can't make a Beis HaKnesses Shal Rabim a Beis Medrash Shal Yachid. But it's better to daven in a Beis Medrash Shal Yachid than in a Beis HaKnesses Shel Rabim. Meaning, Here's the hierarchy. The highest level is Beis Medrash Darabim, even if they never daven there. Then Beis Knesset Darabim. Then Beis Medrash Diyachid. And therefore you can't make a Beis HaKnesset Darabim, a Beis Medrash Diyachid. It happens to be, in terms of tefillah, if you could daven b'yechidus in a Beis Medrash Diyachid or in a Beis Knesset Darabim, it's better to daven in a Beis Medrash Diyachid, even then a Beis Knesset Darabim. If either way you don't have a minyan, even though a Beis Knesset has more Kedusha. Other Achroinim, let's say the Big Day Yesha, says Beis Medrash Shal Yachid, Kedushasai, then Beis Knesset. Okay, weiter. Avaloi, you're not to make a Beis Medrash, a Beis Knesset, Shemalim, B'Kodesh, Vein Moiridin. You go up in Kedusha, we don't go down. Sif Beis, B'nei Ho'ir, Shemachro, Beis Knesset, Yichom Likach, B'dam of Teva. If the residents of a city sell the Beis HaKnesses, they could use the money to buy the Arayin. Dainu Heichal, Shemanichem Bay Sefer Torah. That's the Heichal that they put the Sefer Torah. Oy luach shema'amidin alav sefer Torah, or the board that they put the sefer Torah on. In other words, something that services the sefer Torah is of greater kedusha than the Beis HaKnesses. Machru teva, if you sell the arayin, yucham likach b'damav mitpacha shel sefer Torah. You're allowed to buy the cloth, the robe of the sefer Torah. The mitpachas of the sefer Torah is a higher degree of kedusha than the arayin itself. Machru mitpachas lochem demes svarim. If you sell the cloth of the sefer Torah, you could buy svarim written beklaf. Dehainu shekasev kol chumash levadai. You could buy bereishis, shemais, vayikra, written beklaf. Vechei neviim uksuvim. Machru svarim lochem demem sefer Torah. Aval ibcha, but the opposite lohiridan mikedushasan. To make them go down in kedusha aser, it's prohibited. Va'filu imkanu b'ktzas hamois davar shekedushasai chamura. Even let's say you sell a sefer Torah for $1,000. I'm sorry. Let's say you sell neviim for $1,000, and you want to use and you use 900 of the dollars to buy an old sefer Torah, and you say, you know what? I have $100 left. I already went up with most of the money. Could I go down with the remainder? No. You can't go down with the remainder of the money. Says the Mishnah Berurah Shemachru Beis HaKnesses Va'afilu Chatchila Nami Mutar Limkar Kedei Liknois Iloi Kedusha. Even Lechatchila also. We're not only talking about it post facto. If they sold the shul, you could buy a mitpachas, but l'chatchila you could sell a shul to purchase a mitpachas. V'hadinachgat shamachru. Why did the mechaber pick a lashon of post facto that they did? Hainu mishum seifa. It's for the end of the sif, namely d'lahoyrid mikdusha, to go down. Afilu kvar machru aser. Even if you already sold it, b'di'eved you're now to go down. Vayin lekaman b'sif yud gimel b'be'er halacha mashikosam nusham im le'iloi kedusha mutar limkar beis knesses she'en lo beis knesses acheres. You know, this halacha that you're even allowed to sell a shul l'chatchila, is that even if you have nowhere else to daven? Let's say you want to sell a shul to buy a sefer Torah. Could you sell a shul to buy a sefer Torah even if you have no other place to daven? We'll see later on. Yecholim likach. You could use the money to buy an arayin. Shekoze de kachashev pai hu ha'alam b'kdusha. Everything mentioned here is a upgrade. Kol chumash levadoi b'imeim hayu koysin ha'chamashim ke'in sefer Torah b'glila uv'tfiras gidin. Back in the day, they would write each sefer in a scroll, side with gidin, sewed with sinews. V'chein neviim uksuvim. Neviim and ksuvim shavim lechumashim le'inyan sheyesh iloi b'kedashim yimet pachas. Neviim and ksuvim are on par with chumashim regarding that it's an upgrade to sell a mitpachas for them. V'yachol leknoisim b'dmei mitpachas. You could buy them with the money you got from mitpachas. U'mikomakim lo'isham l'chol tzad. Nevertheless, they're not equal to chumashim in all respects. Dikdushas chumashim ha'asuyim b'glila g'doy l'mehem. the sanctity of a chumash made in a scroll is greater. Va'asur likach b'dmei chumashan, you're now to use the money you got for selling chumashim, you're now to use it for nevi'im uksuvim. Uv'dmei nevi'im uksuvim loikchum chumashim. With the money you get for selling nach, you could buy a chumashim. Unevi'im uksuvim gufa ki hadadinenu. And wow, could you? What about nevi'im and ksuvim? Is it usur to use the money of nevi'im to buy ksuvim? No, nevi'im and ksuvim have equal kedusha. Chumash is a higher level than nevi'im ksuvim. I would have thought nevi'im has a higher level than ksuvim. Why? Because nevi'im is the word of Hashem. Ksuvim is only divinely inspired. Actually, I don't understand why the Mishnah Berurah says that. Why don't we say kedushas nevi'im is greater than kedushas kesuvim?
We see that also by the order of piling them up on top of the yellow. The nevi'im and kesuvim are the same.
Yes, we do say that. But this is a bigger chiddush. To buy one for the other. Our svarim that are not in a klaf, the Ramah says in Yoredeya, they are equal to Kedushas Nevi'im. What about a printed sefer and a mitpacha shel sefer Torah? The Aruch HaShulchan says printed svarim have more kedusha than mitpacha shel sefer Torah, because printed svarim are still etzem hakedusha, and they have many shemois, so you can't sell them to buy mitpachas. What about to sell a Sefer Torah to buy Gemaras, Paiskim, Perushim? We'll see later. It could be its mutter. Why? Gadol Talmud Shemevu De Maisa. What if you did sell a Sefer Torah and you bought something of a lower Kedusha? Is the sale Batel? The Prima Gadim is Masupak in Batel HaMekach. Okay. Let's see further. So Nevi'im and Ksuvim Gufa ki hadadi ninu. The Chumashim Shalanu are Chumashim afilu im kol chamishe hayukuchim yachad. Even if all five books are together, Gora me chumash echad also getigin sefer Torah. It's on a lower level than a chumash, one chumash written b'galila. What about a Navi Beglila and a Chumash Bidfus? Here he says our Chumashim, even all five, is lower than one Chumash Ketikon. Well, what about our Nevi'im, written Ketikon, and a Chumash, a Chamisha Chumshei Torah? What do we say about that? That's what the Ramah says in Yoredeya. A chumash that is bitfus is shove l'kedushas nevi'im. So they're hadadinenu. That's the Ramah in Yoredeya. Our chumashim bitfus are shove l'nevi'im. Sivkatan zayin. Avalipcha v'haynu misevet alika chumashim. A sefer Torah to buy chumashim, v'chein mi chumashim mitpachas. You can't go down in kedusha. What about a Sefer Torah with mistakes in it? Sif Gimel. Sefer Torah, Shenimtza Baitos, Dinai Kechumashim. A Sefer Torah that has a mistake, it is downgraded to the level of a Chumash. Says Meshabura Kivan Shein Kairambai. Since we don't read in it, Afapisha Afshal Sakna, even though it's possible to fix it, it has the status of Chumashim.
I mean, it was never written correctly.
It was.
Always.
Shenimtza Baitos, I assume it was. But right now, it's not, you can't use it. Let's say a Kehila has many Sifrei Torah Psulim and they don't have money to fix it. Could you sell some Sifrei Torah to fix the others? Ramosha has a tshuva, you're a dechelik gimel simen kufya gimel, you could, because it's an upgrade in Kedusha. You're using it for the purpose of bringing other Sifrei Torah to the level of reading from it. What is the status of Sefer Torah Sheyesh by Teuyos? Noid Behuda says, Chassam Sofer says, it has Kedusha Sefer Torah. So what does the Mechaber mean? Dinei Kechumashim, right? The Mechaber says that the din is like a Chumash. Does that mean it has Kedusha Chumash and it doesn't have Kedusha Sefer Torah? No, it has Kedusha Sefer Torah. Rak Le'inyan, that you could sell it to buy a Sefer Torah kosher. Now, the din that Sefer Torah Shenimsa by Taos has a din of Chumashim that you could sell it. One second. Let's get this clear. The Mechaber says Sefer Torah that has mistakes in it has a din of a Chumash. Pashtus, that means it's downgraded in Kedusha. And therefore what? It's downgraded in Kedusha. So the Dirshu brings from the Noid Behudan Lechsam Sofer, it still has Kedusha Sefer Torah. Legabe what? I don't know. Legabe certain, I don't know. What does that mean? It still has Kedusha Sefer Torah. They say it's only regarding selling it to buy a Sefer Torah kosher, it has a din of a Chumash. But otherwise it has Kedusha Sefer Torah. Now regarding this whole halacha, that Sefer Torah Shenim Sabaitas has a din of a Chumash, is it only if it was never kosher? The Das Torah, in the name of the Nesiva, says, if it's Efshar L'Saknoi, Asur L'Hayridim Kedusha, because this din is only if it had a Sefer Torah, if it had a mistake from the beginning. Likewise, Maral Diskin agrees with that. Chassam Sofer says no, there's no difference between Sefer Torah Shapasal Metchilasa and Sefer Torah Shenifsal Acharkach. The Pashtus of the Mechaber and the Rama, I think, is like the Chassam Sofer. There's no difference when the mistake came. Okay, let's hold it over here. One second.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.